Hello, everyone. My name is Christopher Millsap, and I'm doing this podcast today to share with you some exciting developments in accessibility for Android phones and the Motorola Droid in particular. I'm going to be using that to show you just how accessible Android is. There's been a lot of developments for blind and visually impaired people with regard to cell phones in the last year or so. As we're all aware, the iPhone is a very accessible platform right out of the box. You can do pretty much anything with an iPhone right out of the box without installing any software with regards to accessibility because of VoiceOver, and that's a very, very good solution. However, the iPhone is not the only game in town, and there are accessibility features on the Google Android platform right out of the box with any Android phone after Android 1.6. Now, today I'm going to be showing you a Motorola Droid, which is an Android 2.0 phone. The Motorola Droid is, as I said, an Android 2.0 phone. It's a smartphone with a touchscreen on it. It has a 5-megapixel camera also. It's got very decent call quality so far. It's on the Verizon 3G network, so that means you have lots of coverage, even in places where AT&T does not have coverage. In addition, what's fairly exciting is it does have a pull-out QWERTY keyboard, in addition to having the touchscreen. So you have a virtual keyboard on screen, but you also have a full QWERTY keyboard in the device itself. Now, this isn't the best keyboard that there is or that I've ever seen on a phone. There's not a lot of depth to the keys, but it's not a chiclet keyboard entirely. There is some depth, and there doesn't seem to be any markings on the keys that you can feel, but it would be usable to type messages once you got used to it, and I think it would be more usable than a virtual on-screen keyboard. So, to get started with the accessibility on any Google Android phone, there's an application that comes with the phone called TalkBack, and TalkBack is the screen reader for Google Android. In order to turn it on, you have to go into the settings mode on the phone, which there is a button for to pull up a menu in any location on an Android phone. And on the Droid, that's the second button from the left at the very bottom of the phone. So you would go in there, you would then click on settings, and there would be a menu called accessibility that would come up with the other menus, and you would go into accessibility and check to turn on TalkBack, as well as turn on accessibility in general. And this would turn on the screen reading for the phone. Now, if you're totally blind, you'll probably need somebody to help you with this, a sighted friend. But once this is on, it will stay on. Now, once TalkBack is on, the phone should be ready to read whatever you have selected on the screen. Now, when you first turn on the Android phone, you will see your home screen, which has icons on it that represent your most used applications. Now, unlike the iPhone, TalkBack does not work by gestures on the touchscreen. In order to move the selector around and have things read, you need to open up the QWERTY keyboard on the device, and there is a directional pad right to the right of the QWERTY keyboard that allows you to maneuver the selector up, down, right, and left, and then if you press the center, that will act as a click. So the selector usually begins in the top left-hand corner of your home screen on whatever icon is there, and you can use the directional pad to move it around. And when you do that, TalkBack will read to you. And I'll just show you that right now.
Music.
That's Facebook. Here's my Facebook application.
Market.
The Android Market.
Advanced Task Killer 3.
That's Advanced Task Killer 3, which is an application I use a lot because on Android you can have multiple applications running in the background and you have to be able to kill them somehow.
Stocks. Voice Dialer.
That's the Voice Dialer.
Phone.
Here's the phone application.
Contacts.
And there's the Contacts application. And now I'm going to show you TalkBack working with the Contacts application on the Droid. So I'm going to navigate to that application using the phone.
Voice Dialer. Phone. Contacts.
I'm using the D-pad to move around the screen. Now I've found Contacts, so I'm going to click on the center of the D-pad. Now the Contacts application
Aaron Rios
has come up. And it has a list of contacts. You can use the D-pad by scrolling up and down to browse through the contacts and have them read to you.
Angel Cuska, Auburn Thompson, B. Bob Kalyan, Bruce Hall, A. Bruce Morrison, Byron Lee, C.
As
Gary
I'm doing
Schmidt,
here.
Byron Lee, A. Bruce Morrison.
Or you can begin typing the name of the person that you want to select. So let me go and do that now. So I'm typing in Dan.
D. Danfeld.
And Danfeld comes up, and I will click on him. And I will get screen, and I will...
Call mobile, 630-643-6132.
So right now, it tells me his mobile, and I can call that if I want. And then I can scroll down to
see... Call home, 708-488-0159.
I can call his home number.
Email other. Then, dot, Heffel, email other.
And I've got...
Dot, Heffel, at, Comcast, dot, net.
And I've got two email addresses, and I can either email both of those. Now, unfortunately, one of the problems with Android right now is that email is not very accessible. In fact, there is a lot of work that remains to be done on email. Most of the time, you can compose an email to someone, and it's fairly accessible. It will read what you're typing and read what you delete and everything. However, if you open up the email application, you'll find that it's not very accessible at all. The menus will be read and everything, but the inbox won't be read and the messages will not be read very well. This is an area where they really have to work on in Android, in future versions of the OS. And this is one area where the iPhone is clearly winning out right now in terms of accessibility. Another area where this is happening is the browser. Unfortunately, Android, while it will allow you to type URLs into the browser and you'll be able to hear that and everything, the results that come back are not yet accessible at all. It doesn't read at all. To make most of the phone about 90-95% accessible, with all of the settings menus being able to be read and the contacts being able to be read, and not to have browsing and email is very disappointing. And I really hope that this is addressed in future versions of the OS. Now, while the browser and email support on Android are very disappointing from an accessibility standpoint, social networking support is a lot better. I'm going to show you this by showing the official Facebook client. And I'm going to just look over my news feed really quickly. And I'm also going to show you Seismic, which is one of the better Android Twitter clients, and just show you how you could look through your tweets as well as to send a tweet. So I'm going to browse over to my Facebook client from the home screen.
Seismic. Music. Facebook.
Okay, and now I'm going to click on that.
Facebook.
Now, the first screen has some icons on it, which unfortunately are not being read. So what you do is when the first screen comes up, you just click on the center button of the D-pad in order to get to your news feed, which isn't what I'm going to do right now.
Edit box. What's on your mind?
So there's the What's on Your Mind edit box that you normally see in Facebook, and I'm going to use the D-pad to push down, scroll down.
Byron Lee, I am eating chicken boobie stuffed with ham and cheese. Byron Lee, I decided to get off at Bunbury Road and look around. Jason has Tom Quay feeling very refreshed after a nice hike. Iffy. Byron Lee, RT at Madoc 2002, RT at Mongoose _ URT at Blind Myths, Dear Sighted People, Blind People GOTO Movies. Left, Blind People. 3 hours ago, comment one likes this. Byron Lee thinking of going out to eat when I get home. But where?
And now you can...
3 hours ago.
You can hear some of the reports on Facebook from friends of mine. I can't vouch for the content. However, you can hear them, and you can scroll up and down to hear more. I'm going to go up here to the What's on Your Mind field.
Jason has Tom Quay feeling very refreshed after a nice hike. It feels so good to enjoy this weather.
Those are some more reports.
21 minutes ago, comment one likes this. Edit box. What's on your mind?
So I'm now back up on
the... Finally, I'm eating chicken booby stuff with
So now, I'm going to type something on the What's on Your Mind.
T. H. I. S. I. S. A. T.
And now, after typing that, if I press right, if I move the D-pad right, I will end up on
share.
On a share button. If I now click on the D-pad, I'll post that as a report on Facebook. I'm not going to do that right now, but you can see that you can do that from the phone. Now, I want to get out of Facebook and open up Seismic, which is the Android Twitter client, so I can show you Twitter on the Android OS and on the Motorola Droid. So in order to do that, we need to press the back button. In all Android applications, if you want to get on the screen you were on previously or out of an application, you always press the back button. Now, when the QWERTY keyboard is folded into the phone and the phone is held upright, the back button is the lower leftmost button on the phone. And it will vibrate when you touch the buttons on the bottom of the phone, but they're not actually pushable buttons. They just vibrate. They're actually sort of part of the screen. If the QWERTY keyboard is extended out, which is the way that you use TalkBack all the time, then the back button is actually on the right-hand side of the phone, right above the keyboard. It's the lowest button on the rightmost side of the screen, right above the D-pad. So we're going to press the back button once to get out of the newsfeed in Facebook. And then I'm going to press it again to get out of the Facebook application altogether.
Facebook.
And now I'm back on the home screen. So I'm going to navigate over to Seismic, which is the Twitter client.
Music. Seismic.
And I'm going to select that.
Seismic clicked. Refresh. Loading. Richkoff. 12 minutes ago, check out Ethnic Era show on ACB Radio interviewing Ethnic Akalko and @Ricky_Anger.
And then I have a list of tweets that you can scroll up and down using the D-pad.
12 minutes ago, check out Ethnic Era show on ACB Radio interviewing Ethnic Akalko and @Ricky_Anger. Richkoff. 15 minutes ago, RT @Ricky_Anger. Join Ethnic Akalko and myself on Ethnic Era show in a little over 5 minutes. W. Byron 27. 35 minutes ago, I am eating chicken booby stuffed with ham and cheese.
And you can see that I have several tweets here. Again, I don't vouch for the content. So I'm going to now compose a tweet of my own. In order to do that, I need to press the menu button. The menu button with the keyboard on the phone extended, like it would be if you're using TalkBack, is on the right-hand side of the phone screen as well. It's the button right above the back button. You'll get the nice haptic feedback when you touch it as well, but it's right above the back button on the phone. So I'm going to touch that right now.
Refresh.
Now the menus come up and the first option is refresh, which will reload all of your tweets, which I don't need right now.
Search.
And then there's a search option to search through your tweets.
Compose.
And then compose. So I'm going to click on compose.
Compose plus add timeline.
And it starts out selecting the send button, but there's nothing yet to send, so I'm going to press the D-pad down, and that will bring me to an edit box that we can now use to compose a tweet. Now I'm just going to type in something.
T-H-I-D.
Oh, I made a mistake.
D-deleted.
D-deleted?
S-I-S-A-T-E-S-T.
This is a test. Okay, now, if I want to send, then I would get out of the edit box and scroll the D-pad directly up. And this.
Send.
This will put me right back on the send button, which if I click on that, it will send out my tweet to the world. I'm not going to do that right now. This is just a test, so I just wanted to let you know that you could, in fact, send tweets from an Android phone. I'm going to hit the back button a couple of times here until we get back to the home screen. Now, before I leave the two social networking applications behind, I wanted to point something out. The Facebook application, I believe, comes standard with the Motorola Droid. Not 100% sure of that, but I believe it comes standard. However, the Twitter clients don't. Seismic is one of the many free applications available on the Android market. Now, you may have heard me browse over on the home screen on the Android market, the market application. The market application is extremely frustrating because it is about 99% accessible until you get ready to actually install an application. At which point, you can search for applications and scroll around on the market and it reads all of the screens very nicely. But when you get ready to install on Android, all Android applications have to declare the features of the device that they need for security purposes. So if a device needs to take pictures or an application needs to take pictures or it needs to use the phone or whatever, it will provide a list of things to do with the hardware and the OS that it has to have in order to run. Before you install an application, the market application will list this list to you. And the list itself is accessible. You can read it and everything. However, the OK button to approve that you will allow the application to run and be installed in your machine with those security features turned on is not accessible. So you can get just so far into the last thing that you have to approve before you're ready to install the application and you can't do it. So in order to install new applications, this is a tiny bug, but it's a very consequential one, and you would need sighted help to install applications. It's very frustrating in that case. Now, after talking about social networking, I wanted to show how you would play music on the Motorola Droid and on Android phones in general. The music application is not quite as elegant as the one on the iPhone or the iTouch, but it's pretty good, and it's probably better than any other phone except for those. So I'm going to browse from there to my home, to the music application from the home screen.
Stream Furious, Seismic, Music.
All right, I'm going to click on the music application.
Music clicked.
Now you have four options for looking at your music collection. You can view it by artists, albums, songs, or playlists, very similar to on Apple devices. So I am going to scroll through these choices here. You can scroll left and right to
albums,
determine
songs, playlists.
So I want to go
songs.
To albums.
Albums.
And then I select albums.
Albums clip, Beat on Baby, YouTube.
And now there will be a list presented that I can scroll up and down on of all the albums on the machine, on the phone.
All the best. Back-to-back hits. Missing Persons. The Best of Men at Work Contraband. Unknown Art of the Big 80s. Bob Avery. Bob Young Boy Named Boo. The Boo Boo Dolls. Contra, bonus track version. Vampire Weekend.
So I'm going to select this Vampire Weekend album, the one that just came out, Contra. And then once I do that,
326 Vampire Weekend.
I will have a list of songs from that album. So I can browse up and down using the D-pad.
White Sky. 258 Vampire Weekend. Holiday. 218 Vampire Weekend. California English. 230 Vampire Weekend.
I can scroll up and down.
Holiday.
And when I find a song I want,
Vampire Weekend. White Sky.
I can press the center of the D-pad Vampire again Weekend. To select. So I'm going to select this song. And it begins playing. Now, if I want to stop the song from playing, I press the center of the D-pad again. That stops the song. If I want to start it again, I can do that again. If I want to go to the next track, I can hit right on the D-pad. Or if I want to go to the previous track, or to the beginning of this, actually to the beginning of this track, I can press left. And if I press it back again, of course, I go to the previous track. And now I'm going to stop music playback. Okay, and I'm going to hit the back button to get completely out of the music application. So I hit it twice, three times to get out. Until I hit
Contra, bonus track version, albums, music.
Now I'm back on the home screen again. Well, as you can see, there are quite a few things you can do on an Android phone and on the Motorola Droid out of the box. Compared to the standard run-of-the-mill cell phones, and even like a Palm or a BlackBerry or one of the phones that you would have to run talks on or mobile speak, you can actually do quite a bit with the software that comes with the phone. There are some major, major problems right now, though, with it. As I pointed out, browser support is just not there yet. Just simply not there. Email support also is just simply very lackluster. Sometimes you can compose an email and sometimes you can't. And you can almost never read an email. So, one good thing about Android, though, is that it's an open source OS and that there are lots of projects going on right now to try and improve accessibility on the OS. And there have been several upgrades to the OS in the last year. Accessibility started with 1.6 and was kind of crude, and now is somewhat better in 2.0. And I think that as time goes on, the OS will get better and better as developers out in the field working in the open source Android project learn about accessibility bugs and begin to implement fixes. So for right now, I would say if you need a complete solution out of the box that is 100% accessible or very close to it, still stick with the iPhone. However, keep an open mind, because in the next year or so, I would imagine that Android is going to give the iPhone a very serious run for its money with regard to accessibility, and that we should all keep an open mind and encourage competition, because that is the way that blind users are going to come out ahead. I'd like to thank all of you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. My name is Christopher Millsap again. You can contact me at christopher.millsap@gmail.com. That's christopher.millsap, M-I-L-L-S as in Stephen, A, P as in Peter, @gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening. Take care, everyone.